This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, January 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Iowa ag gag laws upheld by appeals court. USDA pushes out market promotion aid and dairy hit with state wage case. Eighth Circuit upholds Iowa's ag gag laws. A federal appeals court concluded yesterday that two Iowa statutes that prohibit undercover access to farms and recording of their practices are unconstitutional, reversing a district court ruling that found the laws violated the First Amendment. The Eighth Circuit judges concluded the statutes are not viewpoint-based restrictions on speech, but instead a permissible restriction on intentionally false speech undertaken to accomplish a legally cognizable harm. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd and Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig both called the decision a victory for Iowa farmers. Governor Kim Reynolds also expressed support, saying no longer will people be able to gain access or employment to agricultural production facilities with the intent to cause physical injury or economic harm. The ruling is a loss for animal rights and food safety groups. The Animal Legal Defense Fund, one of the parties that led the suit, has previously said, quote, the public has relied on undercover investigations to expose illegal and cruel practices on factory farms and in slaughterhouses. WIC funding at stake in finalizing USDA budget. Anti-hunger advocates are appealing to congressional negotiators to ensure that the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program is fully funded for fiscal 24. Congressional leaders in the White House announced an agreement Sunday on top-line spending for FY24. But negotiators now have to finalize funding details for individual departments and agencies. The deadline for finishing USDA spending plan is January 19. Sharon Parrott, president of the Center on Budget and Priority and Policy Priorities, said, quote, it is simply unacceptable for members of Congress of either party to consider taking food assistance away that is proven to improve birth outcomes, the health of pregnant and postpartum recipients, and the well-being of our youngest children. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of House and Senate Democrats, including Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, signed a letter to congressional leaders appealing for full funding of WIC. USDA moving out market promotion funds. USDA is getting a new round of foreign market promotion funding out the door, even as commodity groups apply for additional aid announced by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. The department yesterday announced $203 million in awards to 68 organizations for fiscal 24 through the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Programs. MAP and FMD are funded out of the Farm Bill, which was extended in November for 1 year. What's next? Well, the department is taking applications through February 2nd for $300 million in additional funding that USDA is providing through the Commodity Credit Corporation for Secretary Vilsack's $1.2 billion Regional Agriculture Promotion Program. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA accepting applications for trade mission to India. U.S. Department of Agriculture is planning an April trade mission to India, which USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor calls the biggest, quote, untapped market in the world for U.S. agriculture. The department is accepting applications to go on the mission through January 22nd. The mission to New Delhi will run from April 22nd to April 25th. We achieved notable tariff reductions this year on chickpeas, lentils, almonds, walnuts, apples, frozen turkey, among other products that will open market opportunities for U.S. farmers in the world's most populous country, Taylor says. We've entered a new chapter of U.S.-India trade relations, and FAS is excited to support our food and agriculture exporters explore all India's market has to offer. Minnesota dairy accused of wage theft. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison yesterday filed a lawsuit seeking more than $3 million from a local dairy over wage theft allegations. The lawsuit accuses Keith Schaefer and Megan Hill, the owners of Evergreen Acres Dairy in Stearns County, of, quote, shaving off 12 to 32 hours from each two-week pay period and depriving employees of both regular wages and overtime premiums owed. The farmers employed, quote, hundreds of employees over the past 3 years, several of whom were authorized and come from the Oaxaca region of Mexico. The lawsuit also accuses the dairy farm of, quote, unlawfully deducting rent for substandard on-site housing that fails to see the standards of habitability under Minnesota's law, with some of the housing provided having plywood walls, unfinished electrical sockets, and no on-site toilet and severe insect populations. Workers have also lived in garages and barns, the lawsuit said. A call to the company's main business line resulted in a "your call did not go through" message. A phone call to Hill went unanswered and she did not respond to a text message requesting comment. More electric buses headed to school. The Biden administration is continuing its efforts to get diesel-driven school buses off the road and replaced with electric versions. EPA is awarding an additional $1 billion in funding for clean school buses from the bipartisan infrastructure law enacted in 2021. The latest round of funding will buy more than 2,700 new low and zero emission buses in 280 school districts across 37 states. The infrastructure law provided $5 billion over 5 years for clean school buses. I've sat next to students on their very first clean school bus ride, and their excitement reflects the power of good policy. That the word of EPA Administrator Michael Regan. EPA clarifies use of pesticides in honeybee colonies. Responding to reports that beekeepers are using pesticides not registered to control varroa mites, EPA has issued an advisory clarifying which pesticides they can legally use. EPA says in the past several months, it has registered two new varroa mite control products, Varroxan and Exox tablets that contain oxalic acid as the active ingredient. Each product allows for easier application of oxalic acid, and in the case of Varroxan, a slower release and longer-acting application of oxalic acid in the honeybee colony, the agency said. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, January 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.